You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Eight pieces of clothing, and the reason was every piece of clothing will atone one of the wrongdoing that Am Yisrael would commit. So that means every, you have the eight pieces of clothing, every piece of clothing that he would wear, so then it will cause forgiveness for the wrongdoing that Am Yisrael committed on that year. Like, let's say he had a pants that he would, special pants he would wear, so that would will atone whatever the immorality that they committed. Or let's say the turban, the special hat that he would wear, that would atone the ego. It's called Gasei Ruach.
What about the name of Hashem on the band?
The tzitz. Yeah, the tzitz would mechaper those that they're very rude.
Rude.
It's called Azut Panim. Like they call him today, bully people, like in at the school that the Sadiqim they go to. That's what the manners is. So, like the belt that he would wear. Because what Hirhurei Halev, that means the off-track desire that would one have. So Gemara discusses that the belt, as you know, what was the measure of the belt that he would wear?
The belt
that would wear.
Right.
How long was it? Yeah, 3 amah is 1.5 centimeter, 1.5 meter.
1.5 meter.
No, we're just presenting your opinion.
Each amah is 1.5 meter.
Yeah.
So what's more than that? The 6 amah is
6. You like 6? Okay.
Or 7.
7 also is better.
Lucky number. Is this book was using when he was going into?
How many amah?
Kodesh Kodeshim,
when they had to take him out?
If God forbid, yeah, he would. Yeah. I'm
was
sorry?
About 8, 9, no?
How many amah was it?
And we're trying to figure out.
Yeah. This is where the Kohen Gadol was wearing?
Yes, Kohen Gadol. So now the length of the belt was 32 amah. 32 is 16 meter. So it has to be a very large size Kohen Gadol to have such a belt.
How many times goes around him?
So there's a discussion that how many times he had to wrap it around himself. There's a different opinion. So obviously, like let's say the turban that he would wear also, like, he has to wrap it. He has kavanot, as Rabbi Ben Ishchai, Rabbi's kavanot had to wear the turban. You have one?
Yeah.
Where is it? No, but those are already made, but the one that you have to go around has kavanot, has a special intention that you have to put it around your head. You know how long was it, the turban?
That was very long too, I don't remember the number. But
it was very long also. So the turban was 16 amah. 16 amah. So now here we see, actually the turban was half of the belt. So belt was 32, that is 16 meter, and the turban was 8 meter.
Was there a reason why it's supposed to be 8 and 16? Is there a significant reason behind
that? Yeah, there is. So now, So we have to figure out what exactly this measurement is all about. So it's brought that actually as the belt, the task was that erase all the off-track desire, the pulling forces that ends up that has a lot of side effects. It's called Hihurei Alev. Right.
So, that's
why it
was so long because
there is
so
many wrong desires. Right. So now here, the number 32 is equal to lev. Lev means heart. So numeric value of the lev, the lamed is 30 and the bet is 2. So it is 32. So that's why the belt was required to be 32 amma, because it's equal to heart, lev.
I understand, but I don't understand. So what if it's equal to lev? What does that mean? If it's lev, okay, 32, okay, so.
So now just imagine a lift waiter or let's say the contractors, they have special belt they wear, no?
Yes.
No, they wear a special, like, the movers that have belts.
Yes.
Right? So why would they wear the belt?
Because the job they need to do.
To protect their back.
Protect their back.
Feet for person.
Wait. Just pause a little bit. So now, the belt that the mover or the lift waiter or the one that working construction is to support their spine or the back so they will not hurt it, right? So it could be such a feeling that maybe Kohen Gadol, today, no, I hear that people wear a belt that costs $1,000.
Yes.
You know, it has, like, without respect, has, you know, this is such a logo and all of that.
Yes.
So why you would pay $1,000 or $2,000 for a belt?
No.
And then what does it do to you? Well, it...
Show off.
No, Chas v'Shalom, no.
No, I talk about me.
No, Chas v'Shalom,
no. If I have a belt,
no, obviously, it makes one feel good because you use a brand name, just like you see people drive different cars. Why? Because why they prefer one car rather than to have a different car? Because they all have four tires. And they all have a steering wheel and a brake and a gas pedal. Or those that, I mean, you don't see much clutch and, gears. But the point of matter here is it gives you a different boost.
Yes.
So it's not that we use things as, like, as a transportation or a place of living, to cover ourselves or wear a jacket. It's different because the fashion, it gives you a different feeling.
Yes.
And good in some aspect because you can use it to make you happy, make you excited.
Yes.
And actually, in psychology abroad, the only time that you have to go shopping is when you're depressed. Because when you go shopping, it has two great benefits. One is, when you buy new things, it makes you happy. And when you're depressed, you don't spend too much money. So it does affect you. So now here, back to Kohen Gadol, why this number is picked? Because he could have, whatever the brand names are, that he would wrapping this belt around his waist, and then he would think, I feel good. But here we remind them, no, your task here is when you wear this belt, have in mind that all the off-track desire will be deleted. So that's why this number is picked. So when he wears this belt, he should have in mind that he has a great responsibility, like the other piece of the clothing that he's wearing. By wearing this piece of clothing, he's erasing the delete button for all of this wrongdoing that Amisrael committed. So now,
that's what is equivalent to the heart, so it deleted from the heart.
Well, the number as explained is 32. 32 is equal to heart, level. So now, so then the question comes about why the turban is half of the heart. Because the turban is 16.
Because the heart is double than the brain.
I'm sorry?
Maybe the heart is, the desire of the heart is like stronger than the head.
In the head, right.
Double.
Very good, beautiful. How do you write Ga'ava?
Gimel Aleph.
Gimel Aleph. Vav Hey. Ga'ava. It's good?
I think so.
Yeah, Gimel Aleph Vav Hey. So if you add it up, how many you get?
16.
16? I think so. You guessing or you know?
But you said 16.
I was like, you're all beautiful. Mashallah. So Ga'ava is equal to 16. What does it mean? That naturally, automatically, we have lots of Ga'ava. It's in the head. And it puts you in a lot of trouble. There's an interesting insight the Gemara brings. When do you know that the kid is not a kid anymore? He has grown up. When do you know? I'm sorry? Now, when do you know that he's graduated to being a child, huh?
When he doesn't answer.
Answer back, you mean?
Yes.
Ah, very nice. Beautiful. So Gemara has a different pattern. It says, let's say, the kid goes to play with a neighbor kid. So then, after an hour or so, you come knock on the door and you tell him, David, come. Come. So Gemara says, if he leaves the toy and comes, he's not a kid anymore. But if he says, I'm coming, so that means he's still a kid. Make sense?
Yes.
Yeah?
Means he knows when to time when his father comes. It's time to come home, so he's grown up.
Ah, very nice. Beautiful, beautiful. So now, in life, it's very hard. That, like, let's say, when you're occupied with something, to leave it for something else. Right? Why? Because you feel whatever I'm doing is much more important than whatever that I might present myself. Like, let's say, again, back to the kids, the older kids. So when you call them from upstairs, say, come down, we're having dinner, so I'm coming. And then you call him another 5 minutes, so I'm coming. So then he's trying to come, like, within an hour, maybe he'll show up. Why? Because he's doing something that he cannot disconnect himself from it. And this is very common. Like, let's say, many times you see, it very much happens. Like, let's say, somebody gives a lecture, and people, like, they're studying. Or they're taking a nap, or playing with their phone, or they're eating. Well, how could be such a thing be? Why people do such a thing? Ah, the point here is, I'm sorry?
There is still a king.
No, Chas v'Shalom. No. The point here is that we feel you're not as important as what I'm doing at this moment. So that means whatever I'm eating, so then I can listen to you and eat. I can finish my tefillah and still listen to you. I can send text and still listen to you. So that means you're there, we'll be fine. So now here, Kohen Gadol will determine that the measure was 16. Why? Because the Ga'ava that we naturally been programmed with is a very, 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 very hard thing to be able to manage. So now, we see in Judaism, they have a very interesting custom that we see most of the Yehudim, they wear a little umbrella. You have seen? No?
Kippa.
They all have kippah. Yeah, it's a little umbrella. They always have a little umbrella on their head. You have seen?
Yes.
You know any Yehudi, Jews, Why they have such a thing that they, they designate that you have to wear this little umbrella? Why?
Sign.
It's a sign?
It's a sign. They belong to God.
Now, the philosophy behind it is very, very powerful. And it is. Actually, in Harvard University, you can look it up. They did a study that those that they wear kippah constantly, they have less heart attack than other people. Look it up. It's a very, very interesting thing. And that's what exactly you see. The turban was 8 and the lev is 32. So here, this 8 actually has a connection with the heart. So now, back to the Gava. The reason that we have Gava, because we feel independent. Nobody's watching me. I'm not under control of anybody. So now, the kippah reminds you, no, that's not true. Because you covered with another supervision. So the kippah actually is a reminder that to decrease the gava. So I mean the bigger the kippah is, your gava comes less. But if your kippah like size of dime or quarter or nickel, so then the gava is not.
There's somebody on top of you.
Yeah, exactly. That's what the whole point here is. That the
don't forget.
Yes.
You're
yeah. As long as you have it on, some people hold it up over their head. No, but as long as it's on your head, so it could help a lot. Yeah.
Is it good to wear turbans still nowadays?
No. That might give you a lot of gava.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
Right now. Well, but that a shame when Abraham Shlom Yaakov they rise in Techiyat Amitim, we can ask him because that was
Amen.
The.
Amen. Soon. Can you go back 1 second? I have a question. It's really bothering me. The belt is important. I understand the heart, but what is the connection? The belt, the waist to the heart. Why they don't have something?
No.
For the heart, for the clothes.
No, the belt that we're talking about, it was wrapped around the heart. The belt today is different.
Okay.
The belt is always.
So it's not in the bottom.
Yeah, actually, we have a halakha that always, at the time that we do tefillah, shema, brachot, our heart and the bottom side of our body has to have a partition.
Yes.
Tehaleka, 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 Tehaleka.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.